I know I'm learning this. I still need to be taught and receive my treatment with the rod every now and again, but the Lord is dealing with me on a daily basis. Ever since the Somebody Cares campaign that we had in Lagos and in San Luis, a few of our sisters that have been really gung-ho for door knocking. And so they have started a group that I think there's four or five sisters that have been going door knocking every week. And because they're wives and mothers of small children, their time is limited. So they chose the day that I have a club for the children. They chose that day to go out door knocking so that the kids could be in the club. And so that has worked out real well. And also it's helped them. Another way is that the sisters tend to look at the missionaries as though we have some kind of authority even over what they're doing. And so it's really worked out good that I didn't have a chance to get in the front of this, because they start depending on us. And now two of the sisters are just very much in the lead. They're very much motivated to continue door knocking, continue offering Bible studies. A fifth sister who doesn't like to go door knocking, she is taking the Bible studies that they find. And so they're each finding their place, they're each finding their gift, yes. And to me that's a real blessing. The kids' clubs generally are doing very well. The newest club is the club that is in the Salvation Army now. It's sort of like an orphanage, but it's not the same kind of orphanage that we have here in the States. These kids do have parents, or they're from broken homes, and they're staying during the week, and then they go home during the weekend. Almost all of them. There's two or three, I guess, that don't have parents, and so are there all the time. But these children, to me, are a real blessing. They're a needy group of children. They're poor. They're poorly groomed, they're neglected children, and they're very much in need of love. And my goal with them is to show them the love of the Lord, and to show them that although they don't have money and although they don't have other material things that the world thinks are necessary to survive and to succeed, that they can have the Lord Jesus, and that's the most important thing. And I know a lot of it too probably is something that I receive, because I always receive a blessing. If I go there and I'm in a real bad mood, or if these kids don't mind, I'm going to scream, But just as soon as they see me, they yell and they come in for their hug, And to me, that just breaks my heart. They're just starving for affection and for love. And so I know that their hearts would be helped so much for the love of the Lord. If they just had the Lord who will never leave them. And He'll always be there. It won't be conditional like they've known love up till now. Some of the kids in their homes, their parents tell them, I hate you. I don't want to ever see you again. And this is just how they say, to punish the child for something that he did right then. And of course, the mother didn't really mean it, She just wanted him out of sight. But it hurts. Words like that hurt. Boy seemed to really grasp everything that was coming, everything. And he's only 7 years old, and we had a Bible competition afterwards, asking all the questions for all the classes in the week. And this little boy, he won all his age, all the elder kids, all the older kids. He just won them all. Hands down, he knew all the questions. Amen. And to us, it was a real blessing. Amen. And the last day of the school, he informed us that he wanted to accept the Lord Jesus as his Savior forever. And to us, it was a real blessing. If that's the only child that got saved, it was worth it all. And the same thing happened to us when we had the Somebody Cares campaign in Lagos. One little girl, all week long, was the only one that came every day. The only one of the Mexicans. Our kids, of course, were there. Thank goodness. We would have been there for one kid the whole time. This little girl came every single day, and was the only little girl that came every single day in Lagos. We were out in the park outside, And there was lots of kids playing, but nobody wanted to come. And finally, the last 2 days, some of the kids got brave and came over. They said, I guess we didn't torture anybody. And so they came and, for the classes the last 2 days. But to me, the real blessing was this woman and girl. But we've lost contact with her. And so I really ask that you would pray that we would be able to find this little girl and do some follow-up with her. Her address that she gave us seems to be wrong, and we don't know if this was intentional, or kids can get all confused too, so maybe she just got confused. But it's not my fault. If I had taken the address, we'd have to think that I didn't hear it well, or I didn't, but I didn't, it's not my fault. last week we had the Vacation Bible School here. It was a real blessing, and I thank so much the sisters that were involved in it. This is the very first time that after the Vacation Bible School, the kids would sing. Usually they just holler like I do, you know. They can't carry a tune or anything. They just holler the words. But this time they learned to sing. Thank you to Bernie and Debbie and Sylvia and just everybody, and Judy, everybody that helped. And I'm just so pleased that it went so well. We averaged 50 kids, a little bit more every day. And we don't know if we have any new souls on the roles in heaven, but the Lord knows. When I get back to San Luis, the 7th of August, we're starting a vacation Bible school for the church family and the church neighborhood. And that's always a real blessing too, a real challenge, because there's not a whole lot of sisters that usually help. I'm hoping that this year, because they're getting a lot more interested in things of the Lord, I'm hoping that they'll also be interested in this program too for the children. Well, in my personal walk with the Lord, I seem to be having some victory over feelings. I still have some down times, of course, but they're fewer and farther between, and they're not lasting as long, you know, the episodes. So I'm praising the Lord for this, and I really feel like it's a victory. A special blessing to me recently that I'd like to share with you all is Psalm 73. We can start with verse 2 and 3. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Well, my problem wasn't the wicked or the foolish. My problem is I was envious of the brethren, some of the brethren. For instance, Dale, for instance, Melva, Ringo, Brian, just everybody that I think of, to me it seemed like they had more gifts than I did, that they were able to do things better than I was. And I was, my heart was becoming bitter, and I was envious. And some of their growth, and some physical material things too. I envy for these too. But verse 17, 22, 23, 24, 25, this is the answer, and this is where I found my answer. Amen. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. To me, this is the answer. When I returned to the Lord or called to the Lord, he showed me that that he is all that's important.
Amen.
And he is the only thing that's important. Colossians 3 verse 2 says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. And 2 Corinthians 10:12, the second part of it says, they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise.
That's right.
And I saw that I was not wise. I was a fool. And front of the Lord, it grieves the spirit. It grieves the spirit when we put our eyes on one another. And when I can see this, I remember that all that counts is what we have with the Lord. That's all that counts. When I leave with nothing. So I realized once again that communion with the Lord and with my Lord and Savior is what's important. He only expects me to use the gifts that He's given me. Right. He doesn't expect me to use the gifts that He's given Rachel or Wendell or whoever else. And to me, this is a blessing, and it's something that I need to remember, and that He does expect me to use the gifts that He's given me for His honor and glory, not for, like Brother was saying, for pride. It's not for pride. It's for His honor and glory. And I ask that you pray for me, the kids, and the sisters and brethren that are in San Luis Obispo. And I really do appreciate all your love that you've shown me in the last 5.5 years that I've been gone. And I always feel like this is my home to come back to. It's so neat to come back. And I thank you so much. You all have shown me the love of the Lord, and I pray for your prayers that I can show others the love of the Lord.
Amen.